続いて第2部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 16.
Tom and Sarah went on a date last weekend. They planned to go on a picnic, so they made sandwiches together and drove to a nice park. However, when they arrived, it started raining. Sarah suggested they eat the sandwiches in the car and then see a movie. They were disappointed about not having a picnic, but they enjoyed their time at the movie theater.
Question. What was Tom and Sarah's problem last weekend? Number 17.
Michael is 33 years old. He is a police officer. But he is thinking about changing careers. He would like to be a lawyer, so he has decided to go to university next year to study law. Michael will save a lot of money this year in order to pay his school fees.
Question. What will Michael do next year? Number 18.
Welcome, Film Club members. Our guest today is Tammy Parker, who worked as a camera operator on the new hit science fiction movie, Moon Raiders 2. Tammy is going to tell us about what it is like working on a Hollywood movie set. Please give her a big welcome.
Question. What will happen next? Number 19.
There is a traditional holiday in Poland called Śmigus Dingus. It is celebrated every year in April. Polish people celebrate it by throwing water over each other. Some children use water balloons full of cold water. Śmigus Dingus has become so popular that people in some other countries around the world also throw water at each other on this day.
Question. What do people in Poland do on Śmigus Dingus? Number 20.
Trevor was going on a business trip to France, and he needed to buy a new suitcase. First, he looked at some on the internet. The prices were reasonable, but he was not sure of the quality. Next, he went to a department store. Trevor found a good quality suitcase there, but it was expensive. In the end, he purchased the same type of suitcase at a cheaper price online.
Question. Where did Trevor buy a suitcase? Number 21.
Miho moved to London 5 years ago and lives with her husband, Ryan. She usually goes back to Japan to visit her parents every winter. However, at the beginning of December this year, Ryan fell and hurt his back. Miho has to take care of him, so she has decided not to go back to Japan this winter. Instead, she will send gifts from London to her family in Japan.
Question. Why did Miho decide to stay in London this winter? Number 22.
Melissa is a computer programmer. After she started working, she noticed that there are more male programmers than female ones. Melissa enjoys her job and wants more women to become interested in computer programming. Last month, she started teaching a free programming class to young girls on the weekends. Melissa hopes this will help increase the number of female programmers in the future.
Question: What is Melissa trying to do? Number 23.
Thank you for coming to East Jewel Theater to see the Blue Wizard. Please do not use your phone or talk loudly during the play. Today, we are giving away some special prizes. 5 lucky people will win a special gift set. Your ticket has a number on it. We will announce the winning ticket numbers at the end of the play. So please wait in your seat after the play ends.
Question: What will happen after the play, The Blue Wizard? Number 24.
Sophia is a writer who works at home. Usually, she works in her living room. However, she sometimes finds it hard to concentrate because her family watches TV in that room. Sophia has an extra room in the basement of her house, where she keeps old books and magazines. She has decided to work there. That way, she will be able to concentrate more when she works.
Question: How is Sophia planning to solve her problem? Number 25.
Potato chips are a popular snack. They were created by an American chef named George Crumb. In 1853, a customer at Crumb's restaurant complained that the fried potatoes were too thick. Crumb made thinner ones, but the customer was still not satisfied. Crumb then sliced the potatoes as thinly as possible. Finally, the customer was happy with the new crispy potato chips.
Question: Why were potato chips invented? Number 26.
Victor studies at a university in Canada. He planned to travel around the United States in May after his graduation. However, he got a good job offer, and the company wanted him to start in May. Victor wanted the job, so he asked if he could start later. The company said they would let him start on June 1st, so he is going to take a short trip before then.
Question: What will Victor start to do in June? Number 27.
There is a sport in the north of Italy called La Ruzzola. Players throw a large round cheese, and the player who can throw the cheese the farthest is the winner. The cheese weighs about 3 kilograms. La Ruzzola is usually played before the end of winter, because many farmers have free time during this season.
Question: What is one thing we learn about La Ruzzola? Number 28.
Ron has been dating Sandra for 3 years. He wants to ask her to marry him, so he has been saving money for a ring. Last week, Ron talked to his mother, and she suggested that he give Sandra the ring his grandmother used to wear. Ron liked the idea. Now, Ron can use the money he has saved to help pay for their wedding.
Question: What did Ron's mother suggest that he do? Number 29.
Good afternoon, Stronglines gym members. Why not sign up for one of our new classes? We have yoga classes every Tuesday and Saturday, and now we are also offering boxing classes on Mondays for those who want a hard workout. You can take one of these classes for free by answering the questions on our survey. Ask about it at the front desk.
Question: How can members get a free boxing class? Number 30.
In the 19th century, most people in the United States worked 6 days a week. However, in 1926, workers at the Ford Motor Company were told to work 5 days a week. The president of the company, Henry Ford, made this rule because he wanted people to work faster while they were at the company and to rest more at home. Afterwards, other companies started doing the same thing.
Question: What is one reason that the Ford Motor Company changed its rules about working hours?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。